There's just things that will never feel right for you. And I mean, when it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
It's not.
Especially with relationships. When it doesn't feel right, it's not, not right. Hi, my name is Karen. Hi, welcome back to part two. This is the Fiercely Influencing podcast. We have been talking about knowing when to let go. And knowing when to let go is when is mostly on friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like they're really strangling who you really need to be. I don't know, they're just jaded, you're just tiresome, you just feel like physically, emotionally, you're drained. And that's what we've been talking about, and we've been listing tips on how to know when you need to let go. And so we'll continue from there. And I loved where you left us from when you said, never feel bad for choosing you. I mean, if it is between you and the rest of the people, I mean, choose you. If it's between you, it's between the your dreams and the rest of the people, choose your dreams, because that's all you got. You know, so you were telling us when you are having, you know, very toxic environments, which is just like people who are around you, and you had this photography thing you had in you, and until you took the first shot, second shot, third shot at it, you realized you're actually a producer, a producer who you didn't expect like would approve of something that really meant to you. And we said, it's sometimes you just have that one voice. It doesn't have to be many. It's just that one voice, but it's like shrunk. And sometimes it's very easy for you to not notice focus it. On it, yeah. Because most of the louder voices are the negative ones. And Nakwambia, you think female photographers like you can make it out here.
What do you think?
You know, there's people who produce better songs. Kwanza, what is this you're even singing? I mean, those kind of people, just leave them. You do you. You do you, and you'll thank yourself later. Anyway, let's talk about relationships. When do you get to know your relationship is just like, hey, tumetoka mbali, but
hey, tushafika.
I feel like
relationships are a bit harder,
yeah, because
now the heart is involved and you feel like, manzi, I love this guy,
yeah,
and I just want, you know, I love him so much, where am I going to find another guy like this? He checks all my boxes. Kumbe, this guy is just the worst person for you. So it's a sensitive one.
Yeah.
To sorry.
It's emotional. It's emotional. It's emotional.
Yeah, it's just a very sensitive topic, because it's, you know, matters of the heart. It could go either way. It could make you stronger or make you just decide, with it, love does not exist. I don't believe in these people. So bye. I'm done. I'm a gangster now. You know.
Yeah.
Never works for me every time I try. So
okay, so when okay, for relationships, I'd also agree sometimes like you don't know where to draw the line, because a lot of emotions are invested, and sometimes it's always the people you think, but where am I going to find someone like him? Okay, in the case now, because we're chicks. Or where am I going to find a lady like her? You know, nowadays it's very hard to find people who can love you the way he loves me, or who can treat you the way she treats you.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just don't want to let go, because you just feel like that you have like the fear of the unknown. You don't know
what would happen without him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Yeah.
So let's say you've passed that hurdle of what if, what would happen?
Yeah. What do you look out for? In such kind of like toxic relationships, what do you look out for when you decide, you know what, I choose me over this relationship, over this guy, over this lady?
There's the obvious one, toxicity, where it's either he cheats, she cheats, or he manipulates your emotions, you manipulate his emotions. You feel like there's no communication between you guys.
You've said 3 points in one. Can you talk about like toxic, where you say he cheats, you cheats, and all these things? I think when someone breaks your trust, like consistently. And it's something like I tell you, Shali, if you do this to me,
it hurts.
Like, yeah. it's disrespectful for me. And then you do it again. It's like, oh, sorry, I forgot. I mean, the least person you expect to keep breaking your trust or keep annoying you or just making you feel bad after you've already communicated that to them is a no-no for me.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't tell you every single time you just keep yelling at me or use like abusive language at me and I feel bad and I tell you and you keep doing it so casually, and even when you're being apologetic.
It's like those guys who feel... Si alinisamea last time, of course hezi enda bahali.
Ama, hata wewe. Yeah, I think she should get used to me.
Na kuanga tu hivo. No.
That's in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's because sometimes you even unaweza anza ku, you know, believe.
Yeah.
You're being told, like, ah, wewe unakuanga tu. Wacha ufala.
You start like, feeling, you know, I'm start, you know, sometimes I'm controlling.
Yeah, you start
I'm so feeling, emotional.
I should lay back a little bit.
I should
bit.
Just lay back.
I think no. I'm also not cutting him some slack or, you know. I think it's important. Someone consistently breaks your trust or just keeps... making you feel bad about boundaries you've set. I mean, guys, let him or her go. You'll find better. Trust me. You're going to find way, way better. People who are mindful of what you've set, people who are mindful of what they say to you, people who are mindful of what they do to
exactly.
you, you're going to find better. So, another thing you've pointed out, or was there something you wanted to
yeah,
add?
Yeah, like uh-huh. there's someone making you feel inferior. This could go
yeah.
either way. So for now, man to woman, like
yeah.
you know, you're meant to be this as a woman.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be always the head of you, and you know, just talking down on you.
Yeah, yeah, I should see you, not hear you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if you have such a situation, don't be like, I'm not joining my woman. If I quit, no, just let it go.
For sure, you should.
You will find someone who is, you can say, equally yoked. Or someone who's your perfect
oh
match.
Yeah, you need to get your equal.
Yes.
Ah, you gotta get your equal, because you'll always downplay yourself, or I mean, there's just things that will never feel right for you. And I mean, when it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
It's not,
especially with relationships, when it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
It's that really not... voice inside of you just said that wasn't when you ever feel maybe we should just break up.
Please
that's
do.
Your sign. Just please, guys,
it's about time.
I can't stress that enough. If that voice tells you, hey, let's maybe you should just...
It's about time.
Let it go.
Yeah. I think the other thing you pointed out was manipulation. Oh my God.
Wow. Men.
Manipulation in a relationship is something that exists. But it's just like when we were saying, it's just like a frog. When it's in hot water, you really would... Like, it doesn't know it was that hot until it jumps out.
Yeah.
And how you know you're being manipulated, it's when people around you, not just one person, so many people who are very... protective of you point it out. Chances are, if you're in a relationship, you won't know that it's manipulative. Chances are you won't. But when you hear, we pick it from very different people who don't even hang out together, but you just pick it from them, and
they're
like, hey, this guy, he has a way of, you know, manipulating you, and you're defending him. No,
exactly. That's
and then you become defensive,
making excuses for him.
Please never make an excuse. Ati mbona na kugonga. No, you see,
unajua ni mimi nilifanya makosa. No.
Pack your bags.
No, leave.
In fact, leave. Leave the bags, just leave.
Just go.
If you ever find yourself by the way you're making excuses for someone, when someone's just like consistently abusive and you're just thinking, no, alilelewa hivyo, you know, ataacha.
No. Oh, that's another, you can't change a man. You know those people who believe, you know, I'm going to change him. You just can't change a man. No.
The last time, I think the only thing you can, you just change diapers. Don't change
that's
men.
That's the last thing. Can't change a man.
Yeah. So if you are in a very, especially a manipulative relationship, and chances are, like I've just said, you won't notice, but it will be pointed out by different people. Just walk away, just go, tembea tu, enda, and you'll heal away from it. Not when you can't be in the same environment where the problem is being caused and expect healing. You've got to move away from
true.
It. Okay. The other thing would be when I think when you feel like you're the only one who's sacrificing every other time. Wewe tu ndio una have to compromise every other
kila
time,
kitu.
You're sacrificing every other time.
Your time, your money,
Bubu,
energy.
Leave.
Hey,
just,
no.
It's about time. Don't even take space. This is where you just, hey, I'm a head out.
Right.
Talk at all, you know? I don't know how many points you've given.
I don't know either, but there was a point.
Yeah.
Jealousy and competitiveness.
Oh my God, yes.
Hey?
this is very important. Ati, I can't support you without feeling like you're threatening mm-hmm. me.
Like, you know, you can't earn more or you can't do, no.
And I think this is also for even friendship.
Yes.
Sometimes these friendships have just become toxic when I can't do better than you. We can do better together, but don't do better than me. Those
even
kind
the
of
together bit. There's some people you can't be on the same level. You just have to be.
They have to be on this higher level.
Yeah, I have to be on top of you all the time.
I mean, guys, just those kind of relationships. I mean, it's about you just like deuces. Like, I'm done. Don't force
stress
it.
Yourself.
Don't force it. If it's not there, it's not there. It's not about to be there. I don't know if there's anything else we've been leaving out. We've probably not said anything, but I mean, guys, life is already quite hard
as it is.
You really don't need people who make it harder for you, okay? And I'll end with a quote that is very, very interesting. It says, "We think holding on makes us strong, but sometimes it is letting go." So sometimes you just feel like, no, but you know, just chat humiliate. You know, they'll change. Mm-mm. You know, they're gonna do better. It's just now, you know, something is happening. You just make excuses, make
there's
excuses.
There's another one.
And you think you're
people
being strong.
People don't change. They just should reveal more of themselves.
Yeah, and you just keep making excuses. Mm. And at the end of it all, when you're natural cure, you know, so hurt, so bitter, so jaded, and you can't even focus on you. You can't do better for yourself. I mean, don't think you're being strong because you're holding on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, even when you just let go, that magnifies your strength. Sometimes yes. when you go for that dream, that magnifies your strength. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you just choose you, that's where your strength is magnified. Leave that toxic relationship. Leave those. And we've given so many pointers. Check on. I think there should be 10 now. They're quite a lot. Check part one. This is part two. But most importantly, thank you so much for listening in. You could find us on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Castbox, and YouTube. But thank you so much. Be strong for you, for your dreams.
Wait.
What?
Don't forget to give us feedback
oh,
on these episodes.
Please do.
On the comments.
Please do. Bye.